This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today. We're going a little bit incognito because we got some sensitive stuff to talk about today on the Christian Car Guys. What am I saying? This is Kingdom Pursuits. I'm rarely ever confused like that, but it happened today. So yeah, here on Kingdom Pursuits, where God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, I have Mark here with me. He is with Lantern Rescue, which is a USA-based organization, conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. And so, like, this is a gigantic issue, Mark. And
yes, it is.
You know, when we talk about going in on rescue operations, I mean, you're literally going in where people are being, I mean, this is life and death.
It is, yeah. It is for us. It is for those that we're extracting and, where it's a epidemic. It's a crisis.
Again, it's Lantern, L-A-N-T-E-R-N, Lantern Rescue. And we're going to be talking a lot with Mark today, and his wife is here with us too, Jamie. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you.
And actually, if you're here in the studio, you could get to see that Mark has kids. And so we have the whole, which is really fun because Christmas time is like that. So speaking of Christmas time, we also have Peggy. I'm going to say your last name right. Is it Consolver?
Consolver? Consolver, yes.
Oh, I knew I could get it eventually. And Peggy is a Bible fiction writer, and right? You got a new book coming out, but you too like to go international, right?
Well, I do, but it's not Bible fiction.
Oh.
It's the real truth brought to life.
Oh, well, then I misread your bio situation. So your book, like the Star Namer and Shepherd Potter Spy, are actually true stories?
The Bible part is.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, speaking of not-so-true stories.
Yeah.
Today's riddle. Speaking of reindeer, I know these young ones right here, right now, are thinking reindeer, right? Are you with me? So, are you familiar with what Mrs. Claus said to Santa on that first stormy night? Looks like rain, dear. And how about this one? This is always tough for a crowd like this. Can you name all 10 reindeer? I'll give you a hint. You got Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. A lot of people get him mixed up. It's not Nixon, it's Vixen. Comet, Cupid. He's not got little wings. It's Cupid with a T. Mm-hmm. Cupid was another guy. Donner, Blitzen. And then a lot of people forget Rudolph, so that actually makes 9, but there's a 10th reindeer. Did you know that? Do you know?
I did not.
You didn't know that. Did you know that, Jamie? Mm-hmm. How about Mark?
I did not.
Danny?
No, I didn't.
I know you're all dying to know. It's actually my personally favorite Christmas joke. Yeah, there is a 10th reindeer. It's Olive. You might know her from Olive, the other reindeer.
And all of the other reindeer.
Which, along those lines, you know, I don't know if you heard about it, Mark, but Rudolph's report card was pitiful. This really serious. Bad, bad. You know why?
How bad was it?
He went down in history.
They got a laugh in the studio right there. They got it.
So with all that said, you knew at the end of those shenanigans, actually, and I'm you can't answer this one, Peggy, because I know you know your Bible, but because we got to get a caller to call in at 866-348-7884. But who in the Bible had reindeer feet? And here's a quote. He said, "He makes my feet like that of a deer and sets me on high places." Who in the Bible had reindeer feet? 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. And if you can do that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
Well, they will win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
There you go. All you have to do is call at 866-348-7884 and tell me the author of that particular quote. I'll even give you a hint. It's in the book of 2 Samuel. And he said, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places. You're just saying, yeah, there you go, Danny. We appreciate the applause, the laughter. You know, I never usually get it in the studio, but at least I can get it. But anyway, Peggy, you've got this book coming out, and tell me a little bit about it. Is it The Star Namer?
The Star Namer and The Unchosen.
Uh-huh.
The first one was Shepherd Potter Spy.
Okay.
The Star Namer. This one is The Star Namer and The Unchosen. So it's those people in the periphery of the Bible story in Joshua 9 and 10 who saw all the things that God did for his people.
Wow. Joshua 9 and 10.
That's the fiction part. All those people saw these things. What did they think about it?
Okay. So we're going to get to more of that, but I know that if you're like me, you're going, oh my goodness, Mark. You know, can you, I know it's sensitive information, you can't tell us where you went and whatever, but, you know, how do you get word that this is going on and that you got to go do, can you take us through one of these stories a little bit so that we can get a feel of what you're doing?
Sure. Well, Lantern specifically works internationally, although we do consult stateside, and we try to influence some of the bills that are being currently looked at by Congress. But our focus is internationally, and particularly we're focused on the traffic routes to America, although we've worked in the Middle East, we've worked in the Asia Pacific region. Right now we're
wait a minute, you just confused me.
Sorry.
Traffic routes to America, in other words,
yeah,
there are people in America bringing in slaves.
Yeah, so, not just slaves, but not really slaves, although there's slavery around the world. I mean, 41 million people are held in slavery. But the trafficking, the sex trafficking, human trafficking is a $150 billion industry. It's growing faster than the drug cartel because a girl is a commodity that can be used over and over. And, you know, the ultimate user of trafficking are your larger nations. And particularly, our team is right now is in 2020. We're very focused on the traffic routes into America. So these are places like girls from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. And if they can, that's the end game. If a trafficker or a cartel group can bring a girl to America, then you know that's a big bang for their buck. You know, unfortunately, America, this great country we live in, is a great country. It is the largest consumer of child pornography. And that is what, you know, pornography breeds this in America. Whereas maybe in some of your third world countries, the orphan crisis breeds trafficking, you know, because there's just homelessness and orphans on the street. Here there's a demand for it. And so we're very focused working on that and having great success, but it is overwhelming. There is great deal. Just
so you get a call, I guess, from who? I mean, you can't tell.
Well, so basically, it works in different ways. Intelligence comes to us in different ways, but the way that we work is very unique. We like to work with the governments, the sovereign nations that we work under. So if we go to country X, our end game is that we're there. We're working with the Attorney General. We're working with the General of the Police of that country. Although some of those countries are fairly corrupt and some of the police bosses are the actual ones who own the trafficking rings, you know, but we try to work with the governments at the highest level and we establish a space and an understanding with them. We're there free of charge. We're a nonprofit. We're volunteers. That keeps things very clean because, you know, we're Christian brothers and sisters and, you know, we want to see a kid rescued and then hear about Jesus. So, but we do interface with those governments as well as our own. And our goal is we try to set up a unit within that country. We train. We specialize in training. So we try to find out of their police force a SWAT team that works with us.
Wow. Again, I'm sure that we can all be praying for Mark and his team with Lantern Rescue. But also, if you feel the need this time of year, they could certainly,
yeah, we certainly
use
can.
Your donations. It's lanternrescue.org. That's Lantern, rescue.org. We got so much more coming from Mark and Peggy. We're going to find out about these people in Joshua. And you haven't called with, oh my goodness, who had feet like a reindeer? Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And oh my goodness, do we have that today on Kingdom Pursuits? We have Mark with Lantern Rescue, his wife Jamie, and all their wonderful children that all seem very passionate for the kingdom. They've been Googling about deer feet ever since, you know, because they, like me, are shocked, personally shocked that no one has called in to win this book today at 866-348-7884. All you have to do is tell us who said he makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on a high place. And I even told you it was in 2 Samuel, so this should not be hard. 866-348-7884. We also have Peggy Consolver, who is the author of The Star Namer and Unchosen, which we're going to find out more about that. It's her fourth book in the sequel to The Shepherd, Potter, and Spy. So I'm like, I guess, Mark, you get to meet these poor girls.
Yeah, yes. And not extensively. Sometimes I did recently get to come back around and visit some girls that we had rescued 6 months ago. And that was a special time just because a lot of interaction during a rescue. It's the middle of the night. Sometimes I'm not one that's doing that. We facilitate the aftercare, but to see the ones 6 months later and to hear their stories and then to learn that they were, they're excited about learning English. They're in school. They're learning about Jesus. Many of them accepted Christ. They're wanting to be nurses, doctors, just fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. They have a life.
Yeah.
And freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom in Christ, which is even like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like absolutely amazing. Again, it's Lantern Rescue, all one word, I guess. Yeah. And if you're Googling that, lanternrescue.org.
Yeah. And right now we have it's Christmas time and it's that time to raise funds. We have somebody who generously gave us a $50,000 donation match from now to the end of the year. So we're really pushing, trying to match that 50 grand. None of us are employed. By Lantern Rescue, we're volunteers, so we're trying to do the best work we can, and
so this money is being used like literally to buy plane tickets to go.
Yeah, it's covering the rescue operations. Yeah, it's
you got to have hotel. I mean, there's car rentals and who knows what all expenses that you guys. This is
deal. We stay in safe houses. We work in the countries. Of course, we can't roll in and stay in hotels, but we stay in safe houses and. Our assets are key people. We have intelligence that goes before us sometimes, and we build a reconnaissance team that develops the network that we need to operate in that country. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of things involved.
So there's a $50,000 match. In other words, if you could give $50, it's going to get doubled, right?
Yes, correct.
So right now the people there at lanternrescue.org knows, so if this gift comes in at $50, it gets matched automatically to
everything,
this $50,000 that's going on. So speaking of intrigue, I'm intrigued on the unchosen part of the Star Namer there, Peggy. Tell us a little bit about what the readers would be able to experience by reading your book.
Well, at the end of the account of the battle for Gibeon in Joshua chapter 10, where Joshua asked God to stop the sun from going down before he catches the fleeing enemy. They capture, the soldiers capture the kings who had arrayed themselves around Gibeon to attack it because they had formed an alliance with the Israelites. And so then my question, the fiction part is, what happens in Jerusalem when the king is killed in battle?
Wow.
What's happening there? Well, I had a character from my first book who was from Jerusalem, and he was only in the enemy army because his father was in the dungeon in Jerusalem. He was the bowmaker. And my character was the expert archer. So, after the battle, my main character, who is the older brother of the main character of the first book, helps this archer get home after a battlefield injury and to free his father from the dungeon. And so this young man, 17 years old, and an unlikely band of heroes prevent the takeover of Jerusalem from the sadistic son of the king. Okay, this is what's happening in Jerusalem, fiction, of course, while in biblical history, according to Joshua, looks like Joshua's battlefield journal of the different battles he went to and the result thereof and so forth and so on. And he's headed back toward Jerusalem. And it was the king of Jerusalem who was the ringleader of those five kings. But you know, it never says that there's a battle.
Right.
Between Joshua and the Israelites, and Jerusalem, at Jerusalem. So there's room for fiction there.
And so there you go. And there you got the, so, wow, that sounds like intrigue. And I'm still intrigued over here with my friend Mark. Like, oh my goodness, what do you see coming for 2020?
2020, we have two MOUs, some memorandum of understanding.
MOU, okay.
Understanding between us and two countries right now that we're really trying to help. They really want our help to deal with the trafficking issue, and that's where we're very focused.
So you got these two countries.
Right.
And so when they start doing that, then that means now you're trying to get with their officials?
Yeah, so we already have, and we've already done the recon trips and everything, worked out the space and agreement. We already trained a unit in one particular country, and the second country will be training in 2020. And what we do is we begin to take them and see what their intelligence network looks like. You know, what do they know about their trafficking issue? And these are countries that heavy numbers of girls are being held in brothels and nightclubs and things like that. So after we train them, we begin to develop that intelligence network. Sometimes that's from girls that we've rescued who can tell us where others are. Sometimes that's we begin to do what we call like soft rescues with that team at first, where we're just, you know, removing girls in the daytime out of brothels and situations like that. And then ultimately we move over into some of the night work, you know, where we get intelligence of, hey, this particular club is selling girls, you know, and they show up around midnight and or 2 a.m., those kind of time frames. And we go in, we raid those places. We document, you know, everything that's done there, and we ultimately try to make arrests as well of the club owner. You know, and then we extract the girls out.
And so what kind of age?
Average age, like in Asia Pacific, is about 9 years old. Average age in the south part of our country is about 13.
Hey, Mark, what kind of danger is involved? It sounds like it's really dangerous, some of these operations. Do you have security with you? And
No, we are security. We're all, it's, our team is, we specialize in sending former U.S. Special Ops, law enforcement, intelligent personnel. So we are our, we are the team. We are the security. We're in body armor kits and most of our raids, you know, we're well equipped to, or, you know, well, we could always be better equipped. That's what we're raising funds for. But, you know, we equip ourselves to go in and do the operations.
Wow. And obviously you've, at this point in time, had a whole lot of extractions. I mean,
yeah, even my team has collectively rescued in the thousands. I personally was in a, about four months ago was on my 100th case, and that was my 100th, you know, rescue operation. And it was a little 9-year-old girl, and so it's yeah, it's, it's, we've been a lot of places. 2019, I was in 5 countries and 11 different deployments, and probably, you know, I don't know, 50 raids.
So as his wife, I'm curious your take on this, Jamie.
Well, you know, it's a lot for our family. But the Lord laid it on my heart for years to pray for children, especially who were being abused. Those years, I was primarily thinking of just children in the United States, you know, but just children being abused, and it was just heavy on my heart, really heavy on my heart. And I would pray for them constantly that their abusers would be unable to abuse them or too sick to abuse them, and that the Lord would send somebody to rescue them. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, he came and started telling me this. And then he's like, well, the stars are lining up. I think this is going to happen. It was really overwhelming. But, you know, I told him later, I had no idea that the Lord would answer my prayer and he'd be part of that answer.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm getting to see pictures of children.
Wow.
Being rescued. I see the before pictures
and
the after. Big difference.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And so far, so good, you know, as far as keeping your husband safe. So again, it's Lantern. You hear we have a $50,000 match that's out there. So it's lanternrescue.org. Lanternrescue.org. If the Lord puts it on your heart, certainly I know he puts on all our hearts to pray for this. And we've got this going on here. Thank you, Peggy, for joining us today. Her book, again, is The Star Namer and The Unchosen. So thank you for being with us, Peggy.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a great afternoon. Coming up, Jesus Junkets. Oh, in just a second, you get to hear that. Stay tuned. So much truth coming at you.